If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: this woman is making me nervous. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 32-year-old man, and my wife and I have been married for 4 years. Our marriage got off to a rough start, and we separated for a short period of time in the beginning. Right after we separated, I met a chick with the body of a goddess and ended up having an affair with her for 2 months. I got bored with just having sex and no real connection with this chick, so I told her I was going back to work things out with my wife. She got very upset and told me that her ultimate plan was to take me from my wife. That scared me. That scared the mess out of me. And I told her that my wife was irreplaceable. That was 3 years ago. My wife and I worked out the kinks in our marriage, and we're truly happy now. I felt it was unnecessary to tell my wife about the affair, so I never did. Fast forward to my company's annual employee appreciation cookout that my wife and I look forward to attending each year. We always sit with my teammates from work who have actually become good friends of mine. A group of us were sitting together eating when one of our teammates walked up. I almost choked. He was with the chick that I had had the affair with. Me and the chick played it off when he introduced her, but she kept giving me nasty looks as we sat there. The first chance she got to be alone with me, she told me that she fell in love with me and she's still not over me. She asked me how I would feel if my wife was hurt the way she was. She told me that I never should have chosen my wife over her. I was speechless. Since that day, I've been worried about what she might do. I think I should tell my coworker that he's dating a chick I slept with and she's crazy. I also thought I ought to tell my wife about the affair before this gets out of hand. This chick has made me so nervous. What should I do? Please help. Well, no doubt about it. Side chick, she got what she came there for. That's for sure. She came to make you nervous. All right. That's why you're nervous. That's what she wanted to do. She came there to scare you. She came there to make you think about her and make you think about what she might do. All of that. Maybe to make you call her. Maybe to make you text her. She came to do all that. Is she stalking you? Yes. And it's amazing. You guys have been broken up for 3 years. She's stalking you. And yes, she is crazy. About telling your coworker, I wouldn't do that. He doesn't need to know your business. And she's probably already told him anyway. Who knows? Or she will eventually. Now, here's the issue. And the guys are probably going to disagree with me on this. But I think this is an extenuating circumstance here because she might just do something crazy. And you don't want your wife to be caught off guard, okay? You and your wife were separated. You were broken up. You guys were broken up. So you can say that you dated. You don't have to... You don't have to tell her the extent of it. I know you guys aren't going to agree with me. But if you're, I know you're not. But if your wife finds out any other kind of way, you're going to be in trouble, mister, for real. You know, you're going to have to sit your wife down and tell her what happened. You may not tell her the extent of it. You can tell her that it wasn't anything. You guys, you know, just had a little fling while you guys were separated. You were separated. You're so happy now that you've worked things out and that you're in a much happier place. And you guys want to present yourselves as a unit and not divided on this issue. You came to her, you told her. I mean, sometimes, you know, it'll work out in your favor. Some women are mature enough to handle it. The key thing is you were broken up, okay? I just don't want this woman to do something crazy because it looks like she is. She's giving you dirty looks at the picnic, at the company outing. What if your wife had seen that? You know, you got to think about those things. All right, that is my answer. I think you really need to say something to your wife. I do. Mm-hmm. All right, Junior, come on.
No. I don't know if he know it yet. But he's back in an affair.
Hello.
We three men on this show have dealt with crazy women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the crazy line that I saw, she asked me how I would feel if my wife was hurt the way she was. That means she plans on being back in the affair. That's what she plans on doing. And so I think that he needs to just go ahead, get some dates with her before she busts your windows.
Go to the movies.
Go on, go to the movies before she knock on that door.
No, sir.
Okay? This is what he has to do to protect his wife, Shirley. You haven't dealt with the crazy woman before.
Come on, woman.
We have.
I've been the crazy woman before.
Well, that's
okay?
What he has to do. Now, I'm not saying I know this. But I'm just saying, this is what he has to do. He has to go back out with this woman to save his marriage, at least till they move or until they get into the women's protection program.
So he has to move and get into the
women's protection program?
That's what he has to do, because she's not going nowhere.
Sometimes lies do not pay off, Junior.
Oh, yes, they
do. No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, we're going to do yes, they do.
Don't sit back with your arms folded.
Oh, this is going to get petty. Oh, yes, they do. What he can't do is tell that woman the truth.
All right, Jay, we want to hear from you as well. Junior says he's going to have to get some dates with this woman. I say he needs to figure out a way to tell his wife because this woman is crazy.
Tell her.
I need to tell him what he's dealing with. So, yeah, so when we come back, yeah.
So when we come back, 32-year-old man wrote in. He and his wife have been married for 4 years. Their marriage got off in the beginning to a very rough start, so they separated for a short period of time in the beginning. But right after they separated, the husband had an affair for 2 months with who we now know is a crazy woman. All right. Her plan was to take him from the wife. His plan was to go back to his wife. His job had a company outing. He took his wife. One of his coworkers brought his ex in. This is 3 years later now, and she's still not over him, the crazy ex side chick. She's giving him dirty looks at the party. They didn't act like they knew each other when they were introduced, but now she's giving him crazy looks and, you know, and all of this. And she asked him, how would your wife feel if she was hurt the way you hurt me? So Junior says he needs to get back into an affair with her. Yeah. So now, Jay,
to
you're
save
up.
His wife.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Don't leave that part off. You try to twist my words.
Which is insane. And, Jay, we need to hear from you. And then we'll hear from Crazy Man.
Okay, first of all, we got to break this letter down. And we can find out what type of guy this is. We've already determined that he's an older gentleman by the fact that he used the phrase chick. About five.
That's
times.
Old school right there.
He's
That's
32. Old right there. Yeah. He's 32.
No, he's old school.
Now 52.
He's old school. He's old school, and he could be lying about his age. He's old school in his thinking. Here's what he has to do. She has done the damage she wants to do, which is to put fear in your heart that she might do something just by showing up. Now she got you on it. Huh? She got you. What? Who's that? Who's outside? Who's that doing? So here's what you need to do to prepare yourself. She's crazy. And the best sex you ever going to get is going to come from a crazy person.
Boy, you better talk up in here.
All men say
man
that.
Man or woman.
Oh,
man or woman. The craziest. But what you got to do is, I don't know what type of car you have, but you need to get one just like it. Just like it. You need to destroy this car. Break out the windows. Flatten the tires. Mark it up. Right, asshole on the side, and park this in front of your house. So when she shows up,
have you lost your entire mind?
Are you
when
crazy?
She shows up, she thinks that the damage. She thinks your wife knows and has found out and has destroyed your car. So she can't do a damn thing. So your good car is in the garage. You see what I'm thinking, Tommy? You see what I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Your
okay.
good car is in the garage, and you're safe from the crazy woman.
All these ignorant, elaborate plots, Junior saying, go.
And last but not least, I got to close
oh,
up
you
with
gotta
this.
You got to close.
Men, don't ever fall for this line right here. Just tell me the truth, I won't get mad. Don't ever fall for that, okay? And when a lady tells you that, do not listen to that.
Jay.
When she says, Earl, just tell me the truth, I won't get mad.
Jay.
You have got to lie your ass off right there.
Jay, I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right, because we will get mad. But I still think he needs to tell. All right, nephew, it's your turn. You're up next.
All right. It's some thing, I mean, after reading all of it, it's just plain and simple. You got booty duty.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
You got booty duty. Sometimes yeah. you got to fix booty problems. And you have you created a problem when you started. You got booty duty now. What's going to make her happy right now? Some more of you. You got booty duty. In the words of Shab, it's your duty to please that booty. All right?
Hey, that's what Shab said.
There are some things in my
ignorant.
Life. Guess what? It's some things I don't want to do, but I got to do.
I got to do it.
Like,
all right,
to do it.
Got to be done.
I don't want to have sex once a week, but I got to because that's all I'm stuck with. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm stuck with. It's the things you don't.
It's booty duty.
It's booty duty. You understand what I'm saying? I want to pay. I wish I could just pay half my mortgage. I wish I could do that. I got to pay all of it. I got to do it.
Why you
got to
do it?
I got to do it. Because, damn it, I got to do it. Booty. It's my duty to do it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I don't want to take my kids to
understand.
Disneyland every summer, but I got to. It's my duty.
Yeah, all right. Can.
That's daddy duty. But this
duty.
Right here is booty duty.
Booty.
You understand?
In order to have peace in your house,
yes.
you got to tap that peace outside.
Yes.
You have got to do it.
And sometimes, let me tell you something, what bothers me is when people don't see a booty blessing. You don't see a booty.
You.
Do you not see a booty blessing when it's there?
Yeah.
She's drop dead gorgeous. She fine as all get out. You understand?
Yeah.
And you got your wife. What is you complaining
and
about?
And the side chick won't you.
Yes.
You
oh
are creating
crazy.
A problem by not hitting that booty.
Yeah. He's crazy and out to destroy his marriage.
You don't get booty duty.
All right. Thank you, guys, I think. Listen, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey or at Steve Harvey FM. Or please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day, and regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.